Hello and welcome. We are so grateful to have you here for another episode of The Nonprofit Show. Today, our guest is Dominic Calms, which I'm probably going to refer to as Dom the entire episode. But Dominic is the founder and CEO of Be Generous. He's been on the show with us just one time before, so I'm excited to get more information from him. He's a wicked smart guy. He's got so much great insight and information to share with us in the sector. In particular, today's episode is about economic change and the impact that it might have with our donors. So before we dive deep with you, Dom, we want to remind our viewers and our listeners who we are. So I'm Jarrett Ransom, your nonprofit nerd, CEO of The Raven Group. And I am grateful for Julia Patrick, who created this American Nonprofit Academy platform called The Nonprofit Show. She's taking a much needed week off, and I hope that she is resting well and getting back up to speed because we have a lot happening. We also want to give shout outs to our amazing presenting sponsors, including Dom and his company, Be Generous. But we also want to say thank you to Bloomering, American Nonprofit Academy, Fundraising Academy at the National University, again, Be Generous, your part-time controller, Staffing Boutique, Nonprofit Thought Leader, and the Nonprofit Nerd. These companies keep us going and growing, but better than that, they're here for you. They're here to elevate your mission. They're here to support you. So look into them, research them, contact them, because they are all fantastic. We've already done the benchmark test and we approve. So thumbs up to these amazing sponsors for sure. We also want to remind you that, you know, if you're bored this weekend and you've got the tryptophan kind of going on, you can go in and watch many of our episodes, all of our episodes on Roku, YouTube, Amazon Fire TV, as well as Vimeo. And for those of you that are podcasters and maybe you want to walk off that turkey, go ahead and listen to The Nonprofit Show wherever you stream your podcasts, because we are on the podcast form as well. Okay, Dom, you've been waiting so patiently, and I know that's probably really hard for you because you've got high energy, and I always love nerding out with you. But Dominic Calms, founder, CEO at Be Generous, and for those of you that are listening, check out BeGenerous.com. It's just the letter B, and then generous.com. So welcome, Dom.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you today.
It's always so good to have you, and we've nerded out beyond The Nonprofit Show. So I've gotten a lot of taste of you and really enjoy what you bring to the sector, your energy, your passion. So for those of you that are watching and listening, I would love for Dom to share a little bit about yourself and then, of course, about this platform, Be Generous.
Sure. Yeah. So I was born in Asia. I was born in Hong Kong, kind of interesting, and then grew up in London, England, and eventually made my way to the US, ended up at university and grad school in New York City, and ended up on Wall Street after graduate school at Columbia University. And I didn't love it. So I was on Wall Street for a few years. And I thought, there's got to be more to life than this. And so I ended up going to the public sector. And I was a political aide to the Afghanistan ambassador during the war in Afghanistan, which was incredibly fascinating. Then ultimately was an associate in the chairman's office of the Senate Finance Committee, which was very, very cool. So I moved to Washington, D.C. I worked in the United States Senate on Capitol Hill for the chairman of the Finance Committee. So we were doing some interesting work during the first Obama administration. Ultimately decided that maybe there was a way that I could combine the dynamism, the resources of the private sector with the promise of the public sector, which is to improve the conditions of the world somehow. And I thought, well, that would be where I'd want to sort of have my career. And so I found myself at this very niche intersection of profit and purpose. So where I've really spent my last 10 years is building private technology companies that are traditionally backed by investors and venture capital money, but that build products to create efficiencies in the largest underserved sector of finance in the world, which is the U.S. philanthropic market. And I call these companies philtech companies, philanthropy technology companies, kind of a play on fintech, but we are a philtech company. So I'm currently running my third philtech company called Be Generous. And that's a little bit about my story.
I love it. And I love what you do. I'm excited to join forces with you as well to get more people, you know, on this platform, the donate now, the pay later method. So excited for that. And thank you for sharing more about yourself. So we're going to dive deep, really, you know, when it comes to the economy and donors and as we move forward into 23. But talk to us, Dom, a little bit about what are the current donors and the giving trends that you're seeing, and just you know, far and wide. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, it's not great. So I don't just say that because our product solves this problem. So yeah, shameless plug. But also, if you look at the giving trends, they're not great. So Kiva just did a study, the microlending platform, and concluded that most donors say they're going to give less this giving season. And 44% of them cited lack of funds, which makes a lot of sense. You know, consumer spending is growing at a decelerated rate, only grew 2% in the first 9 months of this year. Inflation obviously was running at 8% at one point, which is eroding the purchasing power of most Americans. And 41% of Americans now report struggling to buy basic goods on a monthly basis. 41%, it's almost, you know, one of every two people. So I think, you know, most nonprofits should expect a tighter season this year. Having said that, you know, even in recessions, and I, you know, debatable if we're in one or not, but even in recessions, charitable giving doesn't normally go down very much. So it's somewhat inelastic, charitable giving. Now, it does go down on average about half of a point during a recession, but that's not a sizable dip compared to a lot of other industries, which can see declines of 10, 20% in some cases. So Americans are very philanthropic. Americans like to give. Americans do give at extraordinarily high levels. But I think this year, with consumer spending where it's at and people's perceptions of the economy, which does influence their spending habits, and at the same time, inflation where it is. And I think, you know, there's been obviously a lot of mass layoffs in the tech sector in particular, but that news sort of ripples throughout the economy, the meltdown of FTX, the crypto exchange and others. I think that Americans will probably not give as much this year as they traditionally do. And, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, that's why products like Be Generous and Donate Now, Pay Later are so helpful to nonprofits and why so many nonprofits have adopted our product, because it actually genuinely solves this problem. And when I started the company 2 years ago, I wasn't anticipating a recession, but this product, what we created, Donate Now, Pay Later, actually solves this problem we're talking about. So we can get into that later, but that's my thought on kind of donations.
Yeah, no, thank you. And at the end of this episode, we're going to ask you to pull out that crystal ball, because I knew you had one, because you could forecast this, you know, 2 years ago to say, hey, yeah, this is what we need. And I just have to say personally, Dom, you know, I'm getting emails almost daily from vendors and, you know, people that I do business with that are announcing their pay increase or their rate increase, I should say, for next year. And I am feeling that sting. And it's like, it's just, it's inevitable fear. And I just have to name it. I have to, you know, kind of own that and witness to everyone, because when those emails hit my inbox, I immediately am like, okay, you know, but it like incites a little bit of fear, a little bit of uncertainty. And so at the end of the year, here we are, Q4, 2022, this is giving season. And we have trained our society to give the majority of their giving in these final months. And yet we're also the recipient of inflation.
Totally. I mean, yeah, it's not great. You know, 40% of all donations come in November, December, with 5 to 8% coming in the last day of the year, which is incredible. And obviously Giving Tuesday is a big giving day as well. So, you know, we are running at, you know, over 6% inflation right now. And it remains to be seen if the Fed can get that under control. But I mean, that really will erode purchasing power. If 41% of Americans saying they're struggling buying basic goods, and the price of certain foods, for example, are up 15-20%, rent is up significantly across the country. I mean, home prices haven't majorly corrected yet. So I think most Americans are going to be thinking about themselves this year. And, you know, we can understand that, right? We got to put food on the table, got to be able to put gas in the car, whatever it might be, and not necessarily thinking about how much can I give away right now. And, you know, as much as that's tough to hear, you know, given that we're both in the nonprofit sector, it's understandable in a certain respect, right? I think it's clear that Americans want to give more. In fact, Fidelity Charitable wrote this great report called Overcoming Barriers to Charitable Giving, where they polled American donors last year. And they concluded that about 72% of American donors said they want to give more, but are constrained by their current cash position or liquidity, right? And this was even more impetus for starting Be Generous and Donate Now, Pay Later, because again, it really solves a problem like that. But yeah, I mean, Americans are philanthropic and want to give, but I think some are constrained by their ability to really do so.
Yeah. And I love the platform that you created. And I always, anytime I talk about it, Dom, I say, you know, when you go online and you purchase clothing, maybe a pair of shoes, and it says, okay, do you want to pay for all of this purchase right now? Or do you want to pay over time, but you're still going to get the shoes in the mail, right? Yeah. Yeah. And so it's the same concept. And I just kind of bake it down to that level because, you know, if this is the current donor trends and giving trends that we're seeing, it begs the question, will donors try new giving portals during this economic change, something like Be Generous? What are you seeing in that space?
Well, I think the answer is that I always like to say the proof is in the pudding, right? So let's look at our trajectory. We launched 2 months ago. We were expecting to sign maybe a few nonprofits between now and the end of the year. It's giving season. It's busy season. We've signed almost 100 nonprofits in like a couple of weeks, including some really big ones. Like, for example, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which is really big, obviously, and CORE, which is one of the largest humanitarian organizations in the country, and the Jewish Federation of Massachusetts, and BeDeWe. And I mean, I just could go on and on and on and on. So the point is that there is certainly demand for our product. Our product works incredibly well. And we have received over, in just a few weeks, $75,000 of donation loan requests from small dollar donors. So it is working, and it is working well. And you know, we obviously, for those who don't know, we've created the first ever philanthropic credit product, which instead of allowing somebody to buy now, pay later, allows somebody to donate now and pay later. So exactly what you said, the nonprofit gets the donation upfront right away, immediately, but the donor doesn't have to spend any money out of pocket. And instead, the donor pays for that donation over 3, 6, or 9 months, completely for free. No transaction costs, no late fees, no hidden fees, no interest payments, nothing like that. So you're just taking your donation, spreading it out over 3, 6, or 9 months, but we'll send the nonprofit the money today.
I love it. One of the things I talk to my clients about is, you know, the power of the sustaining donor. And if we look at $1,000 as a gift, an annual gift, that is broken down to $83.33 per month, right? So if we're talking to donors and they want to give more, perhaps they want to move from 500 and double that to 1,000, you know, what does that look like on that monthly basis so that hopefully we can, you know, have them give more as they wish, because as you said, 71% said that they wanted to increase their giving. But the reality is, you know, as I even mentioned, the inflation, the fear of the unknown, the economic turmoil, we're also talking about a campaigning season, and anything politics kind of, you know, jumps into the philanthropy space as well. So I love that you're having great success on this, Dom. And I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been delightful, to be honest with you. I mean, look, you know, we 50% of all donors in America are on a monthly giving plan. So donors are comfortable. We know donors are comfortable giving monthly just because they look at the data. The problem with monthly giving really is twofold. One, not all nonprofits can afford to have money drip in over the course of each month because a lot of nonprofits need the liquidity now. You know, half of all nonprofits have less than 1 month of cash reserves on hand, half, right? So a lot of nonprofits need the money now. And the other benefit, which is, this is the biggest drawback, is according to GuideStar, 50% of donors who sign up to give monthly don't make it to the first year. They drop out, right? So maybe it's a credit card expiration. Maybe it's a Plaid link, you know, breaks for their ACH account. Maybe they just cancel, whatever it might be. And so it's not necessarily reliable revenue, because if 50% of people are canceling, according to GuideStar, for whatever reason, then that's a huge drop-off rate. And then nonprofits have a choice. Do we just let it go, or do we pay for expensive overhead to try to then collect and try to actually get these people back on? So the difference between that and our product is that from our standpoint, this is a monthly gift from a donor, whether it's $19 on a sustainer model or $19 a month on our model. It's the same thing. Money coming out of your account every month, no fees or anything like that. The difference for the donor is they'll get the full tax deduction right away. So if it's $100 times 12, they'll get $1,200 tax deduction today, although they don't actually spend any money. And the biggest benefit for the nonprofit, and this is a big benefit, is that even if the donor stops paying, the nonprofit gets all the money up front. And of course, we don't claw it back or anything like that. So if I sign up to give $100 a month and to, let's just say, PETA, one of our clients, and PETA gets $1,200, right? And then I decide on month three, I'm not going to pay anymore. PETA has nothing to do with PETA. PETA already has the money, right? So in a normal sustainer model, PETA would be out effectively $900 in that instance, right? And they would literally have lost $900 if I canceled on the third month. Whereas in this opportunity, donate now, pay later, PETA gets $1,200 and they get it now. So it's a good model.
It's a great model. And I loved your story too. You had, I think the first episode, Dom, you shared about a gala or gala, tomato, tomato, where someone wanted to buy this, I think it was like an electric guitar. And they were like, well, we can't, was it you? Were you sitting next to the guy? And you were like,
I was, yeah.
I just love that. So, okay, we're not going to tell the entire story because I want people to go back to that other episode and listen to that story. It was a good one. But I think that's, you know, it's phenomenal. So, okay, now's the time to pull out that crystal ball. So shine it up, pull it out, because clearly you're the one that had it 2 years ago to start, you know, the Spill Tech program. But what is your crystal ball forecast? Moving, you know, closing up this year, moving into 2023, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of unsettled individuals. What are you forecasting in the philanthropy space for the new year?
So I think the number of donors overall will be slightly down this year, the number of donors, but I think there will be a net increase in total donations. So when you see the numbers that are going to come out probably toward the middle of next year, right? They always do them 6 months later. So when the numbers come out, you know, 6 months later, so you're talking about kind of middle of next year for 2022, I think they'll show a net increase in the total amount donated, but a reduction in the overall number of donors. So if you look last year, about $484 billion was donated to nonprofits. And about 75% of Americans gave. That's kind of the general statistic. I think this year you'll see that 484 go up. It'll maybe be closer to like 490, 492, something in that range. I don't think it'll be much higher than that. But I think the overall percentage of Americans who give will be in like the mid 60s. So what that effectively means is that wealthier Americans will give more, and people who cannot afford to give as much will probably drop out of giving this year or give less is what I'm predicting.
Yeah. No, I would say you're right. And I want to say, like, you heard it here first, you know, like a quote Dom on this forecast for next year. I think you're right. There's a lot of money out there. And so what I want to encourage people is don't stop asking, right? The people that have the money to give and the propensity to give, they will give. And I think the worst thing you can do is to sit on the sidelines or push that pause button. And I think we both know, Dom, there are a lot of organizations that did that in 2020. And they might have closed their doors by now.
Well, what's crazy is that there was a net increase in giving during COVID. Like everything else, right? When COVID first sort of came to the United States, everything dipped. Consumer spending, philanthropy, of course, because no one knew what the hell was going on. Everyone thought, you know, this is the end of the world, whatever. So philanthropic giving in that first quarter where COVID slammed into the US, it precipitously dropped, just like everything else, though. But then if you look over the last 2 years, there was a net positive, I think it was 6 to 7% net increase in philanthropic giving during that COVID period, which means exactly what you said, which is that those who can afford to give stepped up and gave more. And also with the growth of donor advised funds, which have, you know, almost $200 billion of assets under management now, there's a million DAFs in this country, that has also spurred philanthropic giving. So I think that's right. Nonprofits should not sit on the sidelines. And you know, there are lots of innovative products like Donate Now, Pay Later and Be Generous and others that can allow donors to give without stressing their bank account. I mean, that's literally our motto at Be Generous. It's allow donors to give what they want to give, not what they're constrained to give. And it's no cost to them. So to your point a moment ago, the donor who normally gives maybe $100 might now say, well, I can give $200 because it's only going to cost me $20 a month, right? For 10 months as an example, but the nonprofit's going to get $200 now. So it's like a win-win for everybody, you know? So I think I do agree with you. Nonprofits shouldn't sit on the sidelines.
No. Okay. Is now a good time to ask about your end of year campaign that you're offering for Be Generous? Sure. Because I've seen it on LinkedIn and I know we've got a time to connect as well. But tell our viewers and listeners what Be Generous is offering for the end of year campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're doing an exciting end of the year campaign. We're matching donations. So we're basically going to try to give away essentially up to $1 million of matching donations for our clients who use Donate Now, Pay Later. So we have a bunch of clients, as I mentioned, who use Donate Now, Pay Later, and we're essentially going to double up their donations that they raise between now and the end of the year at no additional cost. So there's no strings attached. There's no cost to any of this. If you raise, you know, $100 on Donate Now, Pay Later, we'll make it $200. So we will match dollar for dollar up to a certain cap, depending on the size of your organization. And like I said, there's no strings attached. It's just straight matching grant.
Yeah, no, I love that. And it's something that, you know, I really think we need to look into, because I love the model so much. We did have a viewer ask, you know, hey, what was this last episode that Dom was on? So I just diverted my eyes to our spreadsheet. So it was episode 643, but it was on October the 5th. And so it was, you know, how fintech can be used for good in the nonprofit space. And so Dom was on his inaugural episode for us. It was October the 5th. So you can go back and take a look at that. You can hear the gala story. I love it. I like to do a lot of MC events for or MC services for galas. And I always plug it. I'm like, you know, if you had this service.
Oh, I mean, totally. Right. I mean, you know, we won't give away the whole story, but basically the gist of it is somebody wanted to purchase something through a charitable auction at a big black tie gala. They basically were stressed out about how much they wanted to donate. And I said, you could do this doing donate and I'll pay later. And the guy was like, wait, I can make this charitable contribution now, but it's not going to cost me any money. The nonprofit gets the donation. And I'll get the guitar because it was a guitar, like you said, and I could pay for this over the course of a year at no cost to me. And I'm like, yeah, he was like, oh, it's a no brainer. And so, he bid it on the guitar. And he got it and it cost him nothing. And he gets to segment those costs over the course of a year. But of course he got the guitar and the nonprofit got the donation.
It's so fantastic. So, well, thanks for all you do. Julie and I are actually looking at crystal balls because clearly we need to invest in the crystal ball method and the forecasting of this. I loved hearing what you're forecasting, and I do think you're right. So if I was a betting woman, I would put a bet on your forecast for sure. But again, Dominic Calms, founder, CEO with Be Generous. Check him out. And chances are he could be in your neighborhood or your community. He's got a very lofty travel schedule coming up. And then do check out the website, begenerous.com. Donate now, pay later. PhilTech company doing some really, really great work. And again, Julia and I are always so grateful to have amazing rock stars like yourself, Dom, join us in the conversation. We are coming up on our 700th episode right around Christmas Day, but we couldn't do it without the support of you, Dom, at Be Generous. So thank you so very much. And also to our other amazing rock star sponsors, which include Bloomering, American Nonprofit Academy, Fundraising Academy at National University, again, Be Generous, your part-time controller, staffing boutique, nonprofit thought leader, and the nonprofit nerd. Now is a good time to check out these companies because they really are here to help you elevate your mission in, around, and throughout your communities. So please do check them out. You won't regret it. Again, we've vetted them. Thumbs up from us. They're awesome. You'll hear more from Dom and our other sponsors moving into the new year. So thank you, Dom. It's always a pleasure. I know we're wrapping up a little early, but we fit a lot into this conversation. And as we talked about before, I think some people still need to hit the grocery store. So maybe we'll give them a little bit more time.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure being with you always. Thanks for having me on. And thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about what we built and how it can help nonprofits. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for all you do. It's always fun to nerd out with you and other rock stars with the same mindset that are innovative and disruptive. So thank you for being who you are. Very grateful. And for those of you that have joined us, so glad to have you here. Another fantastic episode of the Nonprofit Show. This is it for the week. So that's a wrap for the week. We're going to be enjoying our family, our friends, our turkey the rest of the week. So join us back on Monday, but get some rest. And until then, we ask you to stay well so you can do well. Thanks, everyone.